Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go on to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person, place, or event.
This week we've decided to update the USA chart in light of recent planetary developments.
Yes, now that Mars is firmly ensconced in Scorpio, we thought it appropriate to check in with one of our favorite subjects, the United States of America.
Yes, here we definitely have something fraught with implications. First of all, the USA is in a Mars major period, which means that the 12th house of the chart, being a sign of Mars, is already lit up, and now along comes Mars itself.
The general idea is that when a planet transits through a house it rules, the karma and significations of that house get powerfully activated.
And as we can see, most of the 12th house definitions are not good, except for, say, humanitarian acts.
And then there are the significations of Scorpio, a sign which has some meanings that coincide with the 12th house.
This will be the fourth and final time that Mars, as the major period ruler, will transit through Scorpio in the 12th house of the USA. Previously, Mars transited through the USA's 12th house from November 8th through December 19th of 2008, October 20th until the end of November of 2010, and September 28th until November 8th of 2012.
Okay, let's look at the historical record to get an idea of what's in store this time around.
Going back a couple of years to September-October of 2012, well, it was the lead-up to the 2012 elections. Romney versus Obama. Who can forget that? The in-the-gutter, mudslinging debates, accusations, lies, and innuendo from both sides. The behind-the-scenes manipulations and the infamous 47% hidden camera video. Definitely some 12th house activities there.
And 2 years before that, Mars transiting through the USA 12th house during October and November of 2010 brought us the WikiLeaks release of the Iraq war logs. Over 400,000 documents, which brought out new information, including that U.S. commanders had allowed torture and execution without any investigation.
And going all the way back to November-December of 2008, Obama had just won his first election. During the last weeks of the Bush administration, W and company were busy making last-minute deals, covering their tracks, sneaking in a few new rules and regulations, while the economy of the country was in free fall.
Now, even though none of those examples were really extreme, you do have to wonder about this time around, with everything that has been in the works for the past few months.
Yes, this time the Mars transit in Scorpio comes on the heels of the Mars-Saturn conjunction, which has set several crisis situations into motion around the world as well as in the USA.
We have the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the Islamic State in the Middle East, the Ebola epidemic, the Ferguson shooting, and now the potential overthrow of Pakistan's government.
Many ongoing issues could reach a tipping phase now that Mars has picked up more strength by being in its own sign. I can't help but think that having intense Mars transit through intense Scorpio in the 12th house of the USA is going to feed into a state of paranoia at the very least. Is ISIS planning to infiltrate America through our porous border with Mexico? The 13th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks is this week.
Or is a foreigner getting off a plane any day now who has been exposed to Ebola, bringing the terrifying contagion here? The 12th house, after all, is epidemics.
Does another policeman overreact and shoot another unarmed black teenager to death? The reaction from the people could get rather severe. The 12th house rules mobs and mob psychology.
And the 12th house is foreign places, foreigners, other cultures. Mars is the planet of war. And of course, this is already getting set up in Iraq.
Since the 12th house is hidden actions and Scorpio is the sign of secrets, we, the public, will be the last to know what's really going on. The conspiracy theorists are already fired up over this one.
There are other things going on in the USA chart that can augment the 12th house Mars transit, like the Uranus-K2 combo in the 4th house.
Since this conjunction happens in the 4th house of America, the house of the opposition party, this energy gives the Tea Party folks in the USA a huge boost for disrupting and unhinging the established order. And this is an election year.
But such a combo could push certain people over the top for some eccentric or crazy behavior. After all, there is a very large well of anger against the federal government amongst those who feel overly controlled by Big Brother.
What about other planetary positions? We do have Jupiter exalted in Cancer, sending a benefic trine aspect to both Mars and to the Uranus-K2 combination.
Yes, but Jupiter is transiting in the problematic 8th house. A benefic transiting through an evil house loses its power to do good, and Jupiter is the planet of expansion, encouragement, and excess optimism. So its effect is to only increase the worrisome energy of Mars.
I do note that the last time Jupiter transited in the 8th house, George W. Bush started a war with Iraq.
Well, at least this time the Mars transit is only for 6 weeks until October 18th.
Yeah, and then Mars goes into the USA ascendant just in time for the November elections. Woo-wee!
Okay. That's all the time we have for now. Of course, we'll be keeping you posted on what happens with this Mars transit during the coming weeks.
Thanks for joining us on Astrology News Report.